This is just a it's just a rainwater tank that we've actually cut down to size. So we've insulated it to try and keep it cooler in summer and warmer in winter. The native perch that we've got like a certain temperature. They don't like it too cold or they don't like it too hot.
I'm surrounded by fruit trees, vegetables by the dozen. There's fresh chilies and herbs and even some turkeys and chickens in the background. Then, of course, there's the fish, the silver perch swimming lazily around in their tank. Hello, I'm Brooke Neindorf, and you could be forgiven for thinking I'm on a farm with lots of room to spread around. But no, in fact, I'm in a regular backyard in the South Australian regional town of Whyalla, where Jenny Sleep and her family have embraced the concept of urban farming and aquaponics. And they have a daughter with a fussy appetite to thank for it all.
It all started because basically my daughter is a fussy eater and she does not like vegetables. So we started growing out of wine barrels and growing our own salad type vegetables. And then as we started to sort of research better methods of, I guess, producing our own goods, it got to the stage where we started to get into the aquaponics because of, I guess, the benefits involved in it. If you come along to here, we've got some bins that we've purchased. No specialty items. swivel filters. So what it does is basically the fish poo. It gets sucked out from the bottom of the tank and put into these. Over time, these actually, the solids float down to the bottom and they mineralise in there and break down. And that is basically the fertiliser for the rest of the system. So it travels through the pipework. Most of the stuff that we've used here is recycled, with the exception of the polypipe. We've purchased most of that new. We've got 7 beds here at the moment. We've got 6 media beds that have got the clay balls. And we're just trialling this floating raft bed at the moment to see how it goes. Okay, we've got in this bed here, we've got some broccoli. So that's full. The good thing about aquaponics is in this area here, off the top of my head, I think there's 16 broccoli in there. We've also got 2 chilli plants and a cucumber. So that's in about a metre square. You can grow almost, depending on what you plant, 30 times more in the same amount of space in an aquaponics than what you can in a traditional bed.
Why is that?
It's because of the nutrients in the build-up. So over there we've got broccoli as well, and we've got 8 plants in about the same area. It's just that with that, you sort of, in the traditional beds, you still need to constantly feed them. We don't use any pesticides in our system at all. It's all organic, only for the fact that it'll kill the fish. So not only do we use no pesticides in the aquaponics, we use no pesticides in the backyard at all. It's about a 28-day process for basically when the fish do their business for it to actually break down into something worthwhile. So,
and I can see some strawberries over there as well. So yeah, a few of those and leeks or onions or something over there.
Spring onions there. So we grow also chilies in there, plus our herbs. In the far bed, we've got some corn, trialling that. That's our first trial with corn in the aquaponics. So we've got some tomatoes in 3 Dutch buckets at the moment. We've got some of the rainbow char as well. And we've also got kale coming up, which is a winter vegetable. But we're growing it in summer in the aquaponics. And obviously the chilli plants as well. Also, the turnaround time for some of the veggies is quite quick. Our lettuce that we grow, we can grow from seed to actually producing food onto the table with 6 to 8 weeks, depending on the year. So the time, I guess, behind that turnaround is a lot quicker as well.
And are you just growing it for yourself, or are you looking? Do you sell it elsewhere?
Mainly, most of the stuff that we grow at the moment, we grow for ourselves, except for the chilies. I actually am about to start producing. I've gone through council for my approval. Chili sauces, like a chili gourmet range of chutney sauces, different types, right from we grow everything from a mild capsicum to the world's hottest chili. So, yeah, we do that. So I'm just about to venture into that, I guess.
And I guess the all-important question, you started this because your daughter was a fussy eater, so what's her eating habits like now?
It's improving.
Getting
she,
there.
Yeah, she gets there. She does try new things. Sometimes her taste buds aren't the greatest, but I've got a son who will basically eat anything out of our garden, so that's a good thing.
World's hottest chili?
No. I would not do that to my children. Might to my husband, but not my children.